By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Glory to God. Let's start by doing the word of God. Isaiah chapter 40. Translation for translators, please. We'll do verse 16. Sam, make it Sam. Is that okay? Thank you. Are we there, sir? Can we get it? Okay. I'm going to read it. Psalm 40 and verse 16. David said, "But I hope that all those who go to worship you will be very joyful." Is someone joyful tonight? And he said, "I hope that those who love you, because you saved them, will shout repeatedly, 'Yahweh is great.'" Someone continually shout, "Yahweh is great.
Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. It's great. It's great. Yes, He is great. It's great. Yes, it's great. Yes, it's great. Yes, it's great. Yes, it's great. It's great. That's who He is. It's great. No one greater than Him. 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 We declare Him great. No one compared to Him. Our God is great. 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 He's eternally great. Faithfully great. Everlastingly great. Awesomely great. No one compared to you, God. We talk of your greatness, sir. We declare of your greatness, sir. We speak of your greatness, sir. We've come to worship your greatness, sir. Everyone exhilarates in your greatness, sir. The wind and the sea, the trees and the mountains, they simply express your greatness, sir. Oh, how great you are! Greater than the greatest you are! How great you are! Our worship of you indeed expresses your greatness tonight. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are great and greatly to be honored. You are great and greatly to be glorified. We serve a great God who does great things in the midst of His great people. Hallowed be your name, Most High God. Hallowed be your name, Most High God. Hallowed be your name, Most High God. You are great. Yes, you are great. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit right now. Sherama Sidabe. Radima Sidamo Tedaba. Ashikarabaya Baya Tedabonke Diantosa. Zidamo Sidabino. Sidamaturiate. Piritom Rigandosa. Sidabusa Fidiasa. O Coparite Keto. O Coparigate Motif. O Coparigate Bayesino. Rabba Yeshika Pereteba, Ilaturia Banda Vino Mosta, Shenda Deta Pereteba, Eko Prati, Erete, Ikopaya, Shiremombaha, Ashikabaya Terebande Reboto, Eke Proto Pregetere, Ebramba Baba Shede Balandana Mane, Irabaya Toria Dabaye. Irabada pariatore abaye, ma così de ma comri di andendo, o la mai sabaya combariontosa, e si gabaya parato briga baiasta, e sopra terre banto, i gaproto briga baie, maritamba de gado bellantania, rato si carabaya così de mando, beringa baia paia sopra, ascida bosta, i tabaye su non figa. Macandari Antonia Kema, Arabando Peredo Bariate, Jeprondo Prediatariato, Jeprondo Prediatariate, Jeprondo Prediatariate, Jepondo Veria Baradadodo, Erabadiso Bia, Erabadiso Periata, Escede de da Balapodo, Escede de Debo, Escicada Bayatodo, Errete de Bodo. Eko proto bodia tananaba, o sikebele tananaba. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. He's done great things, greater than I think. He's done mighty things, mightier than I expected. He's done awesome things, for in his faithfulness, my life lies. And in his goodness, my joy exists. I celebrate the good God who is faithful in all he's doing. Hey! Hallelujah to his name. Everybody, when I think. My very soul. Is someone praising God? This way, everybody, look at this. Very simple. You see, I know some of you are finding it difficult to play instrument and sing at the same time. But I came to let you know that is what the angels do. They sing and they play instrument. And at the same time, they are worshiping. They are bowing down. They are flying. They are exhilarating God. That's what you must learn to do. You are heavenly beings. You are destined for heaven. You are a citizen of the kingdom. Everybody, everywhere. When I see. Praise God. Jesus is to us, a thought and a reflection of all he did for us. There's nothing called you without him. There's nothing called what you're doing right now, whatever faith you have right now, without him. Think of all he did. Remember all he did. Close your eyes at this point and consider him at the cross. He didn't go to the cross for himself. He went to the cross for you. He died a shameful death for you. He took on sin for you. He was nailed for your sake. He was pierced at the side for your sake. He went to the grave for your sake. He faced hell for your sake. Demons pounced on him for your sake. People put shame on him for your sake. He was mocked for your sake. This is what we are talking about. So worshiping him is not an option for you. He is the life you live. He is everything that you ought to be. In him you live, you move, and have your being. Scripture said, the Bible made us to see from John 15 verse 13. He said, what kind of friend is this? He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you so that you can have life. John said in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Hebrew writer was trying to describe what he did, that for your sake he tasted death, in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 9, so that you won't taste death again. He identified with your pain. He identified with your shame, so that he can, you are accepted in him, and you can be called a brother and sister in the Lord. This is all he did, and nothing else he deserves. He doesn't deserve anything more than the fullness of your heart of adoration and worship of him. Everybody everywhere, lift up your Jesus and adore him. Let your shout go high right now. Give your Jesus a shout. 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 He deserves your praise. He deserves your honor. He deserves your love. It's Jesus we are talking about. It's not your husband we are talking about. It's not your boss. It's not the one that helped you we are talking about. It's the one that lived for you. It's the one that gave his life for you. The one that became poor so that you can become rich. The one that took your sin so that you can become the righteousness of God in him. The one that is your hope, that is your salvation, that is your strength, that is your joy, that is your love, that is your future. In him, you have everything. In him, you are complete. In him, your joy is full. In him, your future is certain. In him, your destiny is affirmed. In him, no sickness. In him, no pain. In him, no trouble. Everything is in him for you. Rejoice in this Jesus. Hey, hey, I lift your name on high, Lord. I lift your name on high. Shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing power and majesty. Mountains bow down, and the sea. Somebody shout the name. receive for joy. Forever we love you. We celebrate the work of the cross. We celebrate the one that sits on the throne. Oh, his everlasting love for us. Shout to the Lord, say, shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing power and majesty. Mountains bow down, and the sea will roll at the sound of your name. Jesus, I sing for joy at the works of your hand, my God. Forever I love you. Forever I share, my God. Nothing compares. I share the Bayakatere Bosotobo. Nothing compares. To sing this song. Hey! Shakaya da 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 da. You move mountains. Hey, hey. You cause walls to fall with your power. Hey, we're talking about Jesus. You perform miracles and there is nothing that's impossible. Woo! So we stand in here only because you move mountains. You move mountains.
You got one to fall with your power.
There is nothing that's impossible. We're standing here only because of him. Oh, only because you move mountains one more time. You move mountains. You cross walls to fall. With your power. You perform miracles. And there is nothing that's impossible. Standing here,
only because you
made. Oh, we're standing here,
standing here,
standing here, only because you made. One more time, we're standing here, standing here, only because you. He has never left anything undone. He has been faithful. He has been kind. He has been awesome. There's nothing he has not done. That's why we call him Shadavaya. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Miracle walker,
voice. Where my God?
Praise with your instruments speaking in tongues. Say, I hear, I honor you, and I hear you, Most High. One more time, I hear you, I worship you, I hear you. Most High, Jesus, I hear you, and I love you. I love you. Oh, I hear you, Most High. We hear you, Jesus. We hear you. Jesus, 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 we hail you. Jesus, we hail you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I hail you. I worship you. I hail you, Most High. Lord, I hail you, and I honor you. I hail you, Most High. Lift up your voice in the spirit right now. And any melody that comes into your heart, release it. It's all by faith. You are saved by faith. You speak in tongues by faith. You sing in the spirit by faith. Any melody that comes in your heart with words and music, release it in the spirit.
Thank you.
place tonight. At your feet you have come again. Just to express our love to you. And do something special again to you. Open us up to your will tonight. Open us up to your counsel tonight. Open us up to your thoughts tonight. Let under seal be loose. Let light come by your word. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Kambo koshi kada mali antoro le akari andosto. Shara makiyata do kokoshi tabari andosto. Shara makabo unti rabashi rabondosti kabaye. I'll try to be brief tonight. I said something in the passing on Tuesday. The things of the Spirit is better experienced than explained. That's why Jesus called them mysteries. The things of the Spirit were not actually meant to be explained, they were meant to be experienced. That's why to be a man of the Spirit, the Bible said, you must ensure that you come to a point whereby you understand the foolishness of God. That's what Paul was communicating in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. A natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The dimensions of God, they are most of the time foolishness to men. How can you explain that someone is not saved? Someone has been living in darkness. Someone has been under the cage of the devil. And suddenly you tell him to say, Jesus, forgive me. Now I believe I'm saved. How can you explain to someone that, okay, you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that something will come through you? I get what I'm trying to say. And anything they just be saying. And the midst of that foolishness, power is released. How can you explain that they told 2,000 years ago Jesus died? Who told you? How do you know? Why should you believe that stupidity? Because the things of God is foolishness. The dimensions of God that your mind cannot comprehend. The dimensions of God that your reasoning cannot bring into light. That's why if you need to walk with God, you must be as a child. If you need to walk with God, I've come to understand God that where all men are heading to is not where God will follow. If your life and your destiny can be explained by men, you have not started. You are just living your life. It's not his life. That's why what everybody says and clap for you does not make it make sense. I was going through something. God was taking me through what will happen in WAP and the message of WAP. And then he reminded me of what he had already said concerning Gilgal in December. And then he now said, okay, check this day of the things I told you last year. And then he began to remind me, never listen to people. Never. Never under any disguise. I will tell you what to do per time. I will tell you ahead. Never listen to people because they cannot lead you for this assignment. Because when it's got to do with God, it's got everything to do with absoluteness. When Abraham listened to his wife only once, it crashed destiny. Mercy said no, prevailed. What Nigeria, the whole world, Nigeria, every country is suffering today is one man's obedience to the wife. If God has called you and you keep listening to men, you are eliminated. He said to me, he said, what Abraham did and he escaped, you will not do an escape. If you do it, you will go down. You are not permitted to listen to anyone over this matter. Now, let me make you understand, sir. You see, the things of God is beyond the comprehension of men. Man cannot understand the things of God. Bringing into context, all through this month, on Fridays, we'll be looking at the mystery of singing in the Spirit. Now, so I started teaching right now because I may not be able to go in and come out, but I'm going to say some things. Now, bringing into context of what we're doing or what God has brought as a mystery for His end time church. It's so interesting that if you notice, speaking in tongues has no strong scriptures to back it up. True or false? True. But by the will of God, at least we've done some great jobs. At least I remember giving us 12 to 21 things that happens in the atmosphere when you speak in tongues. I've given us enough on what happens to you when you speak in tongues. I've given us many things that speaking in tongues is tied to, especially when it's got to do with your walk and your intimacy with God. The same thing about singing in the Spirit. Scripture, permit me to say, fails us in some depth of it. But believe me, beloved, that the things that becomes of it is remarkable. The things that God has embedded in that mystery of singing in the Spirit cannot be explained in full. I mean, beloved, I stand to tell you this truth under God who sent me to you. Anytime we are singing the Spirit in all genuity, angels always come. What is alarming to me is that they don't just come, they come with instruments. It looks as if immediately they hear people singing the Spirit, they drop whatever they are doing and they come. It's an amazement that cannot be explained by natural men. Probably that's why we can concur with Paul saying, I pray in the Spirit. I pray with my understanding also, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15. I sing in the Spirit. I sing with my understanding also. And I made us to understand that the Spirit is the major. The understanding is the minor. Understand, sir? Now, what we have diverted it to be in our modern day Christian context is this. Is that we pray in our understanding and we sing in the Spirit also. You hear what I said? Spirit is the major. Understanding is the also. Return that scripture, my friend. Now, look at this. What is it then? I do what in the Spirit? That's the first. Then I go ahead. I do what? Also. Meaning, also is attached to the main. The main is the Spirit. The praying the Spirit is the main. He said, I sing in the Spirit and I sing with the understanding also. But it's the other way around. So we sing in the understanding and then we pray in the Spirit also. But Paul said, in making me a spiritual colossus, I pray in the Spirit, then I pray in my understanding. Which suggests, until I pray in the Spirit, I'm not supposed to pray in the understanding. Giving me a direction that it is actually my praying in the Spirit that gives me lead for my praying in the understanding. So Father, thank you because you are faithful. Thank you because this is done. Lord Jesus, concerning this matter, according to your word you said, so shall it be. Thank you, Father. That was the communication of Paul, the apostle. So singing in the spirit became so profound for him. We'll check one of the scripture and then we'll just release ourselves for it. Well, 30 minutes and 7 minutes are there. 37 minutes. So we just release ourselves for this. Because for a man to have understood these dimensions, I showed us the scripture, I think it was last week, how that the angels in heaven sing, and there's Revelation, I think, 14:4, something like that, you know, and then they play with the instruments. It's a dimension. It's a dimension that God wants to bring many of us into. There's something about singing in the spirit. It brings light. It brings peace. It brings rest. It fills your heart with joy. It causes you to have melody. It grants you an unusual access to a dimension of the spirit, which is the natural habitat that you live. It brings you closer to God. Hearing the voice of God. Oh my God, I remember that scripture we looked at, was it on Tuesday now? Yeah. It said, hey, as in the night, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, said, we'll come with a song. Yeah. And then verse 30 said, and the voice of the Lord will be heard. Karabosh kidamandest. There's so much with God that God Himself wants us to experience as His beings. What it would take a man of the Spirit to experience it. Your voice will be heard in heaven today. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Let's look at our scriptures. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in where? To who? It will take the work of the Spirit for you to produce that. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Not to man. The one that the Lord will accept. The one that the Lord will receive. Oh, there it is. The world will sing to God. They are just deceiving themselves right now. They will sing to God. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. To the Lord. To the Lord. Give me the versions you can have. Oh, Sigaba Sino Koshigaba Yesta. Speak to each other with all kinds of what? Spiritual songs. Sing and make music to the Lord. From where? From inside yourself. That's why you can't afford, listen to me, friends, you can't afford to have junks in you. You cannot. Do you understand, sir? I've told you before, sir. See, nothing troubles me. I'm not trying to be a hard man, because I understand that my heart is the source of everything with God. So I'm not let any situation or any big jati human being to have any access to the treasure of my heart, which is where God resides in me, which is where everything that I can communicate to Him emanates from. Don't forget your heart. It's where light comes from. That's what scripture said. Do you understand, people of God? And then when you now want to marry that with that scripture we saw as we're living on Sunday, that's Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 10. He said, hey, you shall have a song. And when you come with a song into His presence, then He will give you everlasting joy. How can you have a song when your life is burdened and pressured and troubled by what people say, what you are seeing, what you are nonsensing? Do you understand? The Bible said, let it come from within you to the Lord. That is when it becomes a spiritual melody to God. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You now understand why the scripture said, hey, do something. Guard your heart with all diligence. With all diligence, sir. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. With all diligence, because everything about you emanates from it. You cannot to let your heart be a playground for the devil. You cannot afford to let your heart be a playground for men, for discussions that are not relevant to where you are going to. Do you understand? So you keep it sensitive, you keep it strong. You know, beloved, it all matters who you allow in your heart. One thing that God will never do is to contend with the space of your heart. He won't. It all, believe me, sir, it all matters who you allow in your heart. It all matters. And I told you one of those times, if truly you have Him, you should not be afraid. Because He said, in me you will have peace. In the world you have fear. Be of good cheer, above. And I told you the clearest description of that scripture. It's so beautiful to understand. If truly, sir, you see, the word of God is not just for believing, it's for doing. For instance, oh my God, what's happening here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, for instance, understand, sir. The month is the rejoicing life. The what, sir? The rejoicing life. The rejoicing life. Not the joyful life. Joy is a noun. Rejoicing is a verb. Joy is a noun. A name, a thing, a place. Joy. Rejoicing is a verb. Meaning it's about what you do. Because understand, oh my God, understand, the believer is not the one praying to God for joy. The believer is the one that has joy.
Because joy is an impartation of your spirit in your heart. The Bible says the fruit of the spirit is what? Joy. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. The Bible says that concerning the kingdom is joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. So it becomes clear what you have. He said, now you have it. You have joy. You have joy. But God said, hey, it's a rejoicing life. It's a verb. You gotta do what you have. And why is God saying it's a rejoicing thing? Because understand, many at times to you, sometimes your joy is high, your joy is low. That's why God said it doesn't matter if it's high or low, rejoice evermore. Ooh, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. How many times? Always. Again I say, rejoice. It's what you have to do. You just have to do it. God never promised us that everything will be rosy every time. God never said, hey, because you are mine, because you have the Holy Ghost, because the fruit of the Spirit is in the inside of you, therefore everything is going to be beautiful. He never said so. I've never seen any believer that so. If it is so, it's not God. But the difference is how you handle circumstances. You know the people that are troubled most? Men of God. But the difference between them, you know them. When they come to the altar, they're always on top and in charge. They are not faking it though. It's real. Despite the pressure, it's real. Because look at you. Just look at you. Look at you now. I had to call this man at a strange hour yesterday. I said, get this person by all means. I must pray for the person. And I spoke because I saw something. I'm true. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, after I drop it, I return back. Now, do you understand now? Now, then combine all of you together. And then if there's any domestic madness. Do you understand? Well, look at you. Look at you. What is wrong with you? Every small thing, it shows on your face. It shows on your countenance. You are high today, you are low tomorrow. God cannot use you. God is not looking for such people. Something gets excited today, maybe it shows. How? Why should money be low and it shows on your face? You are ashamed of your redemption. Why should emotional issue be there and it shows on your face? It's wrong. And I wonder, if you were Jesus, what you have done? Probably when they say go to the cross, say, I'm not going. He said, what's happening? I have an emotional breakdown. Do you understand? Scripture has made it clear the life we are to live. It has made it clear. See, I've told you, sir. The Bible, the life we've brought into is the life of faith, but there's nothing you ought to do that is not clear from the scriptures. It's not that religion you're trying to transport things and try to make things happen. No. Everything that must be is already a template for you. Are you with me, somebody? Who told you challenges won't come? There are better ones that are coming. Better ones that will shake you to your bones. But are we now going to see it in your face? Why should that situation keep your mouth quiet? What? Why should that condition make you change your countenance towards God? You know what David said? David said, hey, what's happening to me? What's happening to me? Why are you so disquieted, oh my soul? Shut up, boy. Shut up. Rejoice in the Lord. That's Psalm chapter 40. Don't be quiet, soul. Don't be quiet. I think it was Don Moyne that said, oh my soul, do you not know? Have we not heard? It's been told from the beginning. The Lord your God is by your side. Oh my soul, don't be afraid. Open the Lord by his righteousness and power. He will strengthen, he will guide. And I will soar with wings like eagles. Held by the hand of God, I will run and not grow tired.
Upon his name I trust. For the Lord is never weary. His ways are beyond my thoughts. I will trust in him with all my heart, and I will not be ever weary. Patiently I wait. You gotta wait. Okay, now let's go back. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. You've given me easy English. Give me a one more version, and we just do. Thank you, Pastor. Oh, blessed be God. Makasu. Shedaba skidaba destingaya. Oh, see the most. Oh, shibokos. You know what I heard him say just now? He said, can they see me? He said, can they see me in all things? Tell them to see me. That's what he said, I should tell you. Tell them to see me in all things. Can you see God? Can you actually see him? When you see him, your songs will be consistent. Your words will be consistent. Your drive will be consistent. Your love will be consistent. Your communication will be consistent. Your giving to him will be consistent. I picked my pen today and I wanted to write my normal offering. And he said, oh, I don't want it again. Step it up. I said, if I step it up, how will I do this? He said, that's what I want. So okay, go. I give it to you, Lord. He said, watch me, I'll sustain it. Can you see God? Can you see God in everything that you do? Or you just see yourself? It's only yourself you're always seeing. You sang so many songs that you're not practicing. You sing songs at the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that. Then why should you be seeing him and still be drowning? Don't be like Peter. Jesus said, look on me. And then looked on him. And he kept walking. Immediately took his eyes away from him. Started drowning. See him. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage to the Lamb of God. Do you understand? Just see him. See him. Let your spirit sing tonight. Let your spirit sing tonight. Look, friends. There's something about singing in your heart, from your heart, melody to the Lord. It drains you. Drains off everything. I call them spiritual toxics. It drains off that and overwhelms you with something beautiful, something strong. You're always fresh and refreshed. Kabo speaker, meruto pregeba shima haskeba. I just heard the scripture right now. Jeremiah 31, 25. Message. Jeremiah 31, 25. Message. I can see it. I can see it right there. I just saw it right there. Did you see that? Lift up your right hand and just celebrate him. Blessed assurance. Thank you, Jesus. Read, everybody. Want to go? Do you understand? Do you understand? That's what I heard. You see, when you sing in the spirit, it drains you off every weight, every toxin that has polluted, that has contaminated your spirit, and brings you to another level of refreshing. Oh, my heart, the soul, the market, the Shema my heart about Kido Tori and I was shed a valley. Maroni and Tori and Telling a Moshe de la Mandiada. Prayer Kuma Karadido Sidabaye Shadabaria. Where the devil thought that you should have been depressed, you're just refreshed. And you would meet somebody. Where the devil thought that you should have been down, you're not down. When he thought you would be disquieted, you're not disquieted. You're just strong. You're strong. Are you with me, somebody? It just keeps you strong, strengthening in the spirit. You keep going. You keep going. You keep thriving. Because you know what lies ahead. You know whom you have believed. And you're persuaded that what God has said, he will bring to pass. Do you understand? This is where your strength lies in, beloved. This is where your hope lies in. You can't keep
keep deriving joy from people. People cannot give you joy. Do you understand? Your joy is in Him. It's available there. All you need is the verb. Do it. Rejoice. Don't let the devil determine your moments. Let God be your strength. Don't let the devil determine your moment. See, the devil knows your weakness. He knows that all he needs to do is to give you small sickness. Everything changes. Or little money, everything changes. Or they call it that thing that is so dear, probably some of it is your car. And then you have flat tire, you have flat joy. Or your child is sick, you're almost collapsing. And then you now, to make the matters worse, someone had become a demon in your life. Suddenly you are in your office, you are happy. Immediately your boss come, you are shaking. Something is wrong with you. It's not that your boss is wicked, it's because you have misplaced your destiny. Priority has been misplaced, so people now determine your moment. Friends, it's either you go hook, line, and sinker into this life in Christ, the rejoicing life. Or you just let everything, just let the devil use you to play ping pong. Do you understand? Man, no, sir. No. 1,000 times no. Oh, blessed be God. Give me that scripture again. Which one now? Which one are you giving me? Yes. Go get passion. Passion. Ephesians. Now, look at this. Look at this, everybody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lift up your right hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Make it loud. It's by faith. Say, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's only someone that has a joyful heart that can keep saying, thank you, Jesus. Huh? Did you hear what I said? Do you understand? Hey, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's happening to mom. It doesn't matter. It's not an issue. Thank you, Jesus. That is the only thing that can keep you up. Not, oh my God, what will happen? And then you go back to God in prayer of an anxiety. He doesn't hear such prayers. He will not hear. And your hearts will what? Overflow with a joyful song to the Lord Jehovah. Keep speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing the psalms with praises. Okay. And spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. Next week I'll talk about that. It's called pneumaticus heart. Do you understand? I'm trying to, that's what spiritual song is all about. Do you understand? Given by the Spirit. So it's all by faith. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I sing by faith. The same way you got speaking in tongues. It's the same way you just release yourself. Release yourself. The journey of the Christian is a journey of faith. Rise to your feet, beloved of God. Seraba hambore la baye shanoste paralaya hiya baya tarie ieroli andaduli daba. Someone is diving into it smartly. Someone is diving into it smartly. Dabaye torobia dabados karados tilele mama mama no bala tele baya baya bado bado bado. Sigere baba 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 baye sada bado to sigara baye. Sigere matoria da bada bada bada. Sigere de 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 brea mama mama na brea. Baya mano prere maske da bandos de da. Sigama ye kere bande bada baye. O man de le po de le bas de da baka. Sigama maturi da badu de da ba. Oh na na ba do si ga ba la. Oh ma na ba je na ba do. Se de 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 ba de de ba lo ma ba ba de ka da do. It's a spontaneous worship. It's a flow from your spirit. Can you let it flow from your spirit? It's a flow from your spirit. With words and music. Emanating from your heart. With words and music. Emanating from your heart. God of all secrets.
knows what you're going through, but he wants you to sing from your heart to him. He knows what it is with you, but he wants you to sing from your heart to him. Release yourself to him. He's your Lord. Release yourself to him.
Now listen, listen everybody, listen, listen, listen.
Jesus, you have to intervene right now because the mystery of our Christian faith is tied to the revelation of who Christ is. Every time he's exalted, men are brought into the opening of different kind of portals. The revelation of Christ, that's one of the message of wow, the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ brings men into an experience that only heaven had when it was declared Lord on the cross. When the sin of the world was mounted on him, that's when he became Lord, overall boss. It was only heaven that could experience it. Hell did not experience it. But when he got to hell, and Colossians chapter 2 gave us what happened, he brought an end to everything in hell. That's when they saw him as Lord. In fact, all the demons declared him Jesus is Lord. That's why Philippians chapter 2 now begins to give us understanding that of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things underneath the earth, they must come to reality that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, hear this. When Jesus is shown, is revealed, is exposed, is sung to men and women of the Spirit, it opens them to a dimension that cannot be explained but experienced. We're going to sing one song, and after that, we just thank you, Lord. Okay, sis. Okay. Yeah. F.
G. Jesus.
Hey. Give me stringed dual organ. Sustain, don't play. Sustain. Move from 1-4-5, and then go like that, you know, just like minor, and then flow. Is that okay? Do you understand? Strike for me. Strike.
Now, you see, there's something, you know, Gilgal is an after all this. It's going to be more practical, latoficus. There's something about sound that strikes the supernatural. The song is very simple.
Jesus,
friends, when you sing this with a concentrated heart from a flow of love for Him, something happens, and after a while you sing it in the Spirit, you're brought into another dimension of God. That is true and is real. It's a very simple song. We don't need to go to He rose on high forevermore. He lives in me. Do you understand? We don't need that. We'll just stay on that. Jesus. Is that okay? You know what we'll do right now? Lift up your two hands. And just first of all, love Him.
Just love Him. Go ahead, Ecclesians. We're born for this. This is who we are. He gave us a mandate to express worship in another dimension to a generation. This is a mandate given to us. We're not apologetic about what we do. We know who we are. We know what is tied to us. We know what we are called for. Oh, my hey, Karabosta. Go ahead and just love Him. Just love Him. Just love Him, 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 just love Him. Oh my heaven, we love You, we love You, we love You, we love You, we love You.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yeshua Mashiach. Take over our tongues as we sing in the spirit the same way. Just go ahead and just sing in the spirit. Just follow the melody and sing in the spirit. Just follow this melody and sing in the spirit. Just sing in the spirit. Just release yourself. Release your heart from your heart to the Lord, from the inside of you. Make your voice heard. Make it loud. Make your voice heard. Make it loud. He's singing along with you.
He expresses his love to you.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, the Living Bible. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, the Living Bible. The Lord is here tonight. The Lord is here tonight. The Lord is here tonight. Let me hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. His voice is heard. He's singing along with us tonight. I hear the voice of thousands of angels.
God has arrived
to live among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will give you victory. He will rejoice over you with great gladness. He will love you and not accuse you. Is that a joyous voice I hear? No, it's the Lord Himself exalting over you in happy song. The Lord rejoices over you with singing. 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 Zama God rejoices over you with singing. The Lord rejoices over you with singing. The Lord rejoices over you with singing. He 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 rejoices over you with singing. Hallelujah! That Jeremiah again. Thirty-one, 25. It was a message we saw before. Now I hear NLT. NLT. For I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. Thus saith the Lord, I have given rest to the weary, blessed assurance Jesus is mine, and joy to the sorrowing. I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. He has given you rest in the name of Jesus. He has given you joy in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, if you are sick in the body, there is healing for you right now. The power of God is reaching out to you right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, the anointing of God's Spirit is flowing in you right now. That affliction is gone in the name of Jesus. That depression is gone in the name of Jesus. That concern is gone in the name of Jesus. That pain is gone in the name of Jesus. That sickness is gone in the name of Jesus. You are no longer the same. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed over that situation. He shall turn to you for a testimony. He shall turn to you for a miracle. Your God is with you. He's a mighty man in your midst. He has rejoiced over you. He will show himself mighty. He will prove himself strong. He will prevail. Yay! He has too strong over that situation. And it shall be for your own joy. You will not see shame. You will not see reproach. Your God is mighty and He will do you good. Your God is faithful and He will show Himself strong on your behalf. Rejoice in the Lord therefore always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, all ye saints of God. Your God is with you. Your God is on your side. Your God has arrived on your behalf. Celebrate Him. Revel Him. He's faithful, ever loving, ever glorious, ever wonderful, beautiful Jesus, awesome Jesus, mighty Jesus. We honor you. 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 There's a shout of the King with there. The
The shout of the king is in the house. The shout of the king is with them. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. We just love you. We just love you. We just love you, Lord. We just love you, Jesus. 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 Oh, we just love you, Jesus. Oh, we just love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. We love you. And we love you. Blessed be your name forever. You may be seated, everyone. God, in the midst of His people, will always be mighty.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.